night's contestants are a law student from Silver Spring, Maryland, Duncan Wales. An associate director of scientific training from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, Kim Lifso. And our returning champion, a personal stylist from Austin, Texas, Jessica Babbitt, whose two-day cash winnings total $46,598. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Hi, folks. Good to have you with us on the program today. Jessica Babbitt playing very well for the past 2 days. Kim and Duncan, you're going to have to work hard to replace her, but good luck to the three of you. Here we go. Start you off in the Jeopardy round. One daily double awaiting you in one of these categories today. Petal pushers. Athletic achievements. We'd like you to state the problem. First names of famous pairs, followed by...
The way we got into the skies and headed for the stars from the Smithsonian's Air and Space Museum.
And then we get to the last category in which an S plus three letters will be the correct response in each clue. Jessica, start.
S plus three for 200.
To cook food by slow boiling, perhaps in one's own juice. Kim.
What is stew?
That's the word.
S plus three for 400.
I say potato. You say... Duncan?
What is spud?
Right.
S plus three letters for 600.
Japanese wrestling. Jessica?
What is sumo?
Correct.
S plus three for 800.
To influence someone's opinion or to move to and fro. Jessica?
What is sway?
Sway, that's it.
S plus three for 1,000.
Fine sand or soil deposited as sediment. Duncan?
What is silt?
Yes.
Smithsonian Air and Space for 200.
Here's Sarah to start us off.
In the 1960s, the rocket-powered North American X-15 went higher and faster than any other aircraft in history, with eight pilots who flew it to the fringes of space, earning designation as these.
Duncan?
What are astronauts?
Yep, they became astronauts.
Air and Space for 400.
Back to Sarah.
There was room for two men, Frank Borman and James Lovell, in the capsule used for their two-week-long 1965 orbital mission in this program.
Jessica?
What is the Apollo program?
No. Kim or Duncan? What is the Gemini program? Back to you, Duncan.
Air and Space for 6.
Back to Sarah.
Known as the couch, the seat inside Friendship 7 was custom made to fit this Project Mercury pilot and future U.S. Senator.
Duncan.
Who is John Glenn?
Yes.
Air and Space for 800.
Back to Sarah.
Though it wasn't quite ready for combat in World War II, the Bell Era Comet first flew in 1942, making it the first American plane to use this then emerging technology.
Talking about jet propulsion. One clue left in that category, Duncan. Do you want to stick with it?
Take it. Air and Space for 1,000.
All right, Sarah, wrap it up for us, please.
Appropriately, Little Stinker, a Nimble Pitts special S1C, hangs upside down. In the 1940s and 50s, pioneering daredevil Betty Skelton flew it to win titles in this spectacular sport of stunt flying.
And it's known as aerobatics. Aerobatics. All right, I'm sure you're glad we're done with that side of the board. Let's go somewhere else, Duncan.
Let's do state the problem for 200, please.
The 1972 Black Hills flood claims more than 200 lives. Kim.
What is Montana?
No. Jessica.
What is North Dakota?
No. Happened in South Dakota.
Yeah.
Duncan, back to you.
State the problem, 400.
An 1893 hurricane devastates the island of Chenier Caminada. That happened in Louisiana. Duncan.
Athletic achievements for 200.
From 1978 to 1990, this woman won 9 Wimbledon singles titles, giving her the most ever among both men and women. Jessica.
Who is King?
No. Duncan.
Who is Steffi Graf?
No. Kim.
Who is Chris Evert?
No. Who is Martina Navratilova? I should look at these clues and make them easier. All right, Duncan, go again.
Athletic achievements for 400, please.
Known as O'Reilly, Portuguese for the king, this man, born in 1940, has the most men's World Cup championships with three. Who is the famous Pele? Duncan?
Athletic achievements for 600.
Tom Brady holds the record for most Super Bowl wins as a player with this many. He needs two hands for his rings. Duncan.
What is six?
Six is right. Hey, good. That's the correct response, and it takes you up to 2,600. I think that's a good time for us to take a break. We can all relax for a moment. They'll gather themselves, and they'll do a lot better when we come back. Duncan Wells is a law student from Maryland who once got to do something special with Bishop Desmond Tutu. What is it?
That's right. I got to high-five him, actually.
Well, wait a minute. High-five him. Desmond Tutu is all about 5 feet tall, so it's kind of a low five, wouldn't it?
It was, yes. I went for a handshake, but he had his hands up for a high-five, so I had to give
him
a double
handshake. Where did this happen?
It was at the ordainment of his daughter, who served in the Peace Corps with the father of a friend of mine.
Okay. And in what country did that take place?
I believe that was Namibia.
Okay, yeah. Good. Kim Lifeso is from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. You, young lady, have appeared on the cover of a Harlequin romance novel. Did you wind up reading that novel?
No.
Did they pay you for being on the cover?
They did. I'm an anesthesiologist that falls in love with a baseball player.
Yeah, if he steps out of line, you just put him out. Right? Okay. Jessica Babbitt is from Austin, Texas, personal stylist who collects Maniki Nikko. I don't even know what those are.
You do know what they are. They're the Japanese cats with the waving arms. The lucky cats. I bought one the day I got called to come here. So it must be doing something right.
It's a lucky cat for you.
It's a lucky cat.
All right, let's get back into this. And right now, Duncan has command of the board, so he makes the next selection as we continue.
Let's do athletic achievements for 800.
In 1939, this Yankees number four was retired. The first number ever retired in Major League Baseball. And that number belonged to Lou Gehrig. Back to you, Duncan.
State the problem for 600.
The Great Revere train wreck of 1871. Duncan.
What is Massachusetts?
You got the right state.
State the problem 800, please.
Answer. Daily Double. Hey, now. You have the most money, 3,200.
I'll do 1,500, please.
All right. State troopers attack peaceful marchers on Bloody Sunday, 1965.
What is Alabama?
You got the right state again. Two in a row. You're on a roll.
State the problem 1,000, please.
Company thugs assault UAW leaders in the 1937 Battle of the Overpass. Duncan.
What is Illinois?
Nope. UAW auto workers. The state would be Michigan. Back to you, Duncan.
Athletic achievements for 1,000.
This golden golfer has won the most Masters tournaments. Kim.
Who is Arnold Palmer?
No. Duncan.
Who is Jack Nicklaus?
He's the one.
Pedal pushers for 200, please.
The ultimate elegance arrangements from 1-800-Flowers feature long stem these. Jessica?
What are roses?
Good.
Pedal pushers for 400.
Not just about tulips. In 2017, this European country had 50% of the world's exports of cut flowers. Jessica?
What is the Netherlands?
Good.
Pedal pushers for 600.
For more than 100 years, this Roman god has been delivering flowers as the logo for FTD. Jessica.
Who's Mercury?
Right, less than a minute now.
First names of famous pairs for 1,000.
Hillary and Norgay. Kim.
Who are Esther Edmund and Tenzing?
Say it again.
Who are Edmund and Tenzing?
Yes, thank you.
First names of famous pairs for 800.
Burns and Allen. Who are George and Gracie? Kim, go again.
First names of famous pairs for 600.
Woodward and Bernstein. Kim.
Who are Edward and...
No. Duncan.
Who are Bob and Carl?
Correct.
Famous names for 400.
Stockton and Malone. Duncan.
What are John and Carl?
Right. And with that, you wind up at 5,700. Duncan, you have a comfortable lead. Kim goes first, though, in double jeopardy. We'll set the board up during this break. Quite possibly the most uneven game in recent weeks, but we're going to clear it up now in Double Jeopardy. Kim, Here are the categories. Hodgepodge. Who did she marry? 1940s literature. Are we there yet? Each correct response will begin with the letter R. The Norman Conquest. And finally, portmanteau words. Start us.
I'll take who did she marry for 400.
Emily Blunt, this actor. Kim.
Who is John Krasinski?
Good.
Who did she marry for 800?
Jessica Biel, this former boy bander. Jessica.
Who is Justin Timberlake?
Good.
Who did she marry for 1200?
Priyanka Chopra, in 2018, this former boy bander. Jessica.
Who is Nick Jonas?
Correct.
Who did she marry for 1600?
Steffi Graf, this fellow court star. Kim.
Who is Andre Agassi?
You're out of the hole.
Who did she marry for 2000?
Portia de Rossi, her, in 2008. Jessica.
Who is Ellen DeGeneres?
Right.
Are we there yet for 400?
It's about 30 miles north of Carson City on Interstate 580. Jessica.
What is Reno?
Good.
Same category for 800.
Let's get together again at this Indian Ocean Island and French Overseas Department, east of Madagascar. Jessica.
What is Reunion?
Good.
Are we there yet for 1200?
Yep. We've arrived at Lake Toma in the Swiss Alps, part of the headwaters of this river. Kim.
What is the Rhine?
Good.
Are we there yet for 1600?
The national monument called this bridge is in Utah, not on the way to Asgard. Duncan.
What is Rainbow Bridge?
Correct.
Are we there yet, 2000?
If you go to this seat of Berks County, Pennsylvania, remember to say the first syllable like the color. Duncan.
What is Reading?
Reading, right you are.
Hodgepodge 400.
If done properly, the Hodge is supposed to remove these from those who make the pilgrimage. Duncan.
What are sins?
Sins, yes.
Hodgepodge 800.
Zamzam is a kind of this dispensed to thankful pilgrims during the Hajj. Jessica.
What is bread?
No. Should have gone for the other. Water. Back to you, Duncan.
Portmanteau words for 400, please.
This word usually refers to a straight guy who is quite fashionable and might even carry a merce. Duncan.
What is metrosexual?
That's it.
Portmanteau words for 800, please.
Many Comic-Con attendees engage in this, dressing up as characters from anime, movies, or TV. Kim.
What is cosplay?
Yes.
I'll take portmanteau for 1200.
Three birds are smashed together in this word, as well as in the resulting poultry dish. Kim.
What is turducken?
Turducken, yeah.
I'll take portmanteau for 1600.
You've just found the first daily double. You're no longer in the red. You're in a position to move into second place. What you gonna do?
I'll wager 2,000.
All righty, here's the clue. Money can't buy happiness, says this portmanteau syndrome in which the wealthy feel guilt and isolation.
No, I don't have it.
They feel affluenza. Affluenza. Okay. You drop a bit. Go again. Plenty of time.
I'll take portmanteau words for 2,000.
Lewis Carroll coined this word for a gleeful laugh. And that word is a chortle. It's a chortle. Kim.
Okay, I'll take 1940s literature for 400.
Molly the Mare is a minor character in this George Orwell novel. Duncan.
What is Animal Farm?
That's it.
1940s literature for 800.
The first words of this faded Southern belle are, they told me to take a streetcar named Desire. Jessica.
Who is Blanche DuBois?
She's the one.
1940s literature for 1200.
This 1944 Charles Jackson novel about a chronic alcoholic won 4 Oscars when it came to the big screen a year later. And it was called The Lost Weekend. Jessica.
Hodgepodge for 1200.
The Hajj is the fifth of what are called the five of these of Islam. Jessica.
What is a pillar?
Pillar, yes.
Hodgepodge for 1600.
The National Geographic documentary Inside This City focuses on the personal stories of the Hajj. Kim.
What is Mecca?
Right.
I'll take Hodgepodge for 2000.
Pilgrims circle 7 times around this monument that the Quran mentions in relation to the raising of its foundation. Duncan.
What is the Kaaba?
The Kaaba, correct.
1940s literature for 1600, please.
Her 1948 novel, Peony, told the story of a Jewish family living in China in the 1800s. She wrote a lot about that part of the world. Pearl Buck. Duncan, back to you.
1940s literature for 2000.
Some of this American poet's Pisan Cantos was penned in 1945 while he was in prison for fascist radio broadcasts. Kim.
Who is Pound?
Yes, Ezra Pound.
Okay, I'll take the Norman Conquest for 400.
When this king, the Confessor, died childless in January of 1066, a succession dispute led to the invasion and conquest of England. Duncan.
Who is William?
No. Jessica.
Who is Edward?
Edward, right.
Norman Conquest for 800.
The invaders fought this way, something not done in England before. Get down here, you blasted Norman, and fight like a real man. They fought on horseback. Go again.
1200, Alex.
William's Norman troops met Harold's Anglo-Saxon army in the decisive battle of this coastal town on October 14th, 1066. Jessica.
What is Hastings?
Yes.
1600, please.
The Normans introduced this process by combat. Maybe an improvement on Anglo-Saxons, this by ordeal. Jessica.
What is trial?
Correct. And now the last clue is yours. And it is the Daily Double. And you trail Duncan by $700.
I will wager 2,000.
Two it is. On Christmas Day, 1066, Eldred, the Archbishop of York, crowned William, King of England, at this church.
What is Westminster Abbey?
You are right. And that gives you the lead. And it takes us to Final Jeopardy. Here is the category for the three of you. Birds. Birds. You love birds. We'll reveal the clue in a moment.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by
fighting crime and the coronavirus. The changes local police departments are making to do their jobs without contaminating the public.
Sanitation schemes. The online scams targeting your fears with a holy cure.
Tonight at 10.
This type of chicken lives up to its name and roams the country in a Geico ad. What is free-range chicken? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The possibility of a fair-sized payday for two of our players today as the three contestants deal with birds in final. Here is the clue. Black-footed and black-browed are two species of this seabird whose name was influenced by the Latin word for white. 30 seconds. Good luck. The Latin word for white. That would have helped you immensely. Kim, we come to you first. You were in third place at 6,000, and you wrote down what is an albatross, and that, of course, is the correct response. So you will add 3,000, bumping you up to 9,000. Let's go to your left now, to Duncan Wheels. He's smiling because he didn't think of an albatross. He thought of his favorite bird, the booby. And he will lose 6,000, dropping him down to 6,100. Now over to Jessica Babbitt. She had 13,400, and her response was a correct one. She will remain champion with how much money earned today? Oh, an 11,600 payday more, taking up to 25,000 total for today, and a three-day total of $71,598. Way to go, young lady. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you all on Monday.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by
Meet Jim. For Jim, comfort is king. That's why when it comes to his dentures, only new Polygrip Cushion and Comfort will do. Choose new Polygrip Cushion and Comfort.
My cholesterol is borderline. I can worry about it or do something about it. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally, and it's odor-free and pharmacist-recommended. Garlique.
Aspergream's triple effect provides targeted relief. Works in minutes, lasts for hours. Aspergream works.